episode 55 of the Walking Leader Podcast. I am your host, David Guerra. Welcome back. Thank you for downloading. Thank you for listening. And as always, I thank you for your time. I know it's valuable. I know it's important. And I hope that what I'm doing here is of value and important to you. So again, I thank you. I really do. We're going to continue with the Bad Leaders Aren't Leaders series. And we're up to number 10, or the 10th part of this series. It's real simple. This one is one that's out there. It's about those bad leaders that show or give no respect to the employees. We know who they are. You know it. I know it. We've all encountered them. Up-and-coming leaders tend to fall into this for a while, then they'll bounce out of it. And I say this because, again, some of them just get mad with power. And it happens, even if it's a little power. But it happens, and it's out there. But the sooner we can identify this, correct this, and move on, the better off that leader will be, the better off you as an up-and-coming leader will be. So let's get this started. Imagine you're sitting in a conference room. It's Monday morning, and you're waiting for that weekly Monday staff meeting to begin. You and all your coworkers are present. Everyone is there. We're all waiting. You and I are there. We're all waiting for the boss to arrive. Finally, she arrives. She tells everyone to settle down and let's get started. Cool. Okay. And then, boom, out of nowhere, the tirade of profanity just begins. It's nonstop. It goes. Accusations fly. Accusations of ineptitude, incompetence, and overall, just belittling of you and your team members. Everybody present is just getting belittled by the boss. And you're left sitting there wondering what happened. However, you don't wonder for long because you remember it happened last week and it happened the week before that and the week before that. It's just been going on and it happens. There are people like that. There are meetings I've sat in where it's just like that. And it is just brutal. But, you know, you still have to be there because that's what's required of you. You still have to be at the staff meeting. But why would you want to go to a meeting to get belittled? Especially by somebody who doesn't even know what you're doing because they don't know what they're doing. And therein lies the problem. But is that a reason? No, it's not even a reason. It's not even an excuse. So think about this. You're working a little extra overtime or a little late to get a project completed before a deadline. And you're banging it out. You're making things happen. You see the light at the end of the tunnel. It's just a couple more minutes away. Your boss walks in and chews you out for working late. You try to explain, but you get the old, I'm the boss, you're the worker, do as I say. So again, where does that leave you? What kind of position does that leave you in? I mean, it's not a good place to be. It's like, well, why would you want to be there? You like the work, you like the benefits, you like the pay, you like the people. Just there's this one boss that's just not getting it. Let's talk about another one, another example. And that's the problem, is there are just so many examples about bosses, about leaders not giving respect, not showing respect. That, I mean, we could be here for hours, but we're not. I'm going to try to just bundle these up into a good number of examples just so you have an idea of where I'm coming from and what we can do together to work our way out of that and to avoid becoming like that bad leader or that bad manager or that boss. It's not a good thing. So let's move on. Here's the next one. You get an urgent phone call from home. You know, it's nothing major, but it is urgent. Things that people are worried, situation is not normal. It's not all messed up, but it's not normal. Okay? So you have to leave. But you're going to come back because, again, you know that you can address the issue and you'll be right back. You just need to step away for a little bit. It's like taking an extended break. You know, everybody gets a 15-minute break. You need a 30-minute break. It happens. Now, if it happens all the time, well, then that's a different story. But, again, that's for a different podcast. But right now we're talking about these leaders, these bad leaders. So, you know, you're going to leave, you're going to return 20, 30 minutes from now. But the problem is when you leave, you know, you have to go get this, you have to go take care of this. You know that you're going to dread returning because of the 20 questions the boss is going to give you. And it's going to put you to the third, fourth, and fifth degree and hot iron, you know, it's going to be like the Inquisition. And you know it because it happens all the time. You see your boss do it to your coworkers. You've seen your boss do well. You've experienced it too in the past, but it happens. You know, the boss doesn't even consider the fact that life happens. Things happen. Things have to happen. You know, and by that same token, and again, this is just an example. Okay? This is just an example. The boss will not even consider the fact that he or she just finished walking off the golf course after his or her weekly round of golf that he or she plays during the work week, during work hours. Sure, some people will say, well, that's the boss's prerogative. The bosses get to do those kinds of things. I agree. I 100% agree. Bosses get to do that because they've achieved a place in the organization, and obviously they trust their people enough to take care of things while they're away. But you know what? That's great. And that's all well and good, but for a good leader with great followers, all of that is moot. See, a great leader with great followers doesn't have to worry about, well, why were you leaving? Why'd you have to go? Couldn't you have gone later? Couldn't you have gone during your break? They don't have to worry about that because they know they got good people and they trust those good people. It's the bad leaders that don't even trust themselves that have to do that. See, and that's who I'm concerned with. That's who we're concerned with in this series, is the bad leader. The bad leader will completely destroy the employee that would just consider taking some time off during work. You know, that's not a good thing. That's a bad person. That's not even a leader. I don't even want to call that a leader. I don't even want to say that they started off as leaders. No, those are just bad managers. You know, if people are afraid of them and because of their behavior, well, one thing I can say is, you know, they got called in from home. I highly doubt that employee got called off to an emergency, unexpected round of golf. But it's perfectly okay for the boss to do that. Think about it. Think about it. It's quid pro quo. We take care of each other, but we also allow each other certain liberties. In the proper sense, mind you. Now, there are also bad leaders that believe that the employees are at his or her beck and call 24/7, 365. You know, imagine your boss texting you on a Sunday afternoon and he wants to discuss work. Seriously? It's Sunday afternoon. However, when you try to do something, say, oh, well, you know, I need to take my kid to the emergency room first thing in the morning. I got to take him to the doctor first thing. He got sick overnight, whatever. You're met with another tirade. Seriously? But yet they have no problem the week before or the week after communicating with you about trying to get some work done over text, over email, on a weekend. Nobody's at the office. It just doesn't work that way. See, something is fundamentally wrong with the manager's priorities when something like that goes on. And that is not a good thing. But you know what else is not a good thing? Cursing. Sure, there's a time and place for cursing. Yes, even in the workplace. I understand that. If anything, Gary Vaynerchuk has taught all of us is that, you know, there's a time and place for it. However, a great leader will never curse at others, nor will a great leader tolerate others who curse at other people. It just doesn't happen. See, it's one thing to curse with others, but to curse at others is a completely different matter at a completely different level. And I bring up Gary Vaynerchuk because he's had these great keynote speeches and he uses very colorful words and it works for him. And people get to know that. And I'm not saying that he does it all the time. I don't know. I'm not there. He says he doesn't, and that's cool. But what I'm getting at is that he's kind of reintroduced that back into the workplace. And you got to blow off a little steam. But you blow off steam together. You don't do it towards each other. You don't take it out on other people. You take it out together. That's why, you know, you go out and you blow off some steam. You go and have lunch together. Just, you know, it doesn't have to be every day. But you go out and just blow off a little steam together. But when they have absolutely no problem cursing in front of the customer or the client or you, or in front of you, the employee, yeah, that's a problem that needs to be addressed immediately. And speaking of addressing things and talking and cursing in front of others, there's those bad leaders, those bad managers that will, well, that'll talk about those that aren't present. And that's a no-no. Never do that. See, because, you know, that bad leader that has no problem talking about you to other people, especially when you're not present, because I guarantee you this is how you know when they're doing it to you or about you. I guarantee you, this is the one way you'll I guarantee you'll know when people are talking about you. Because that bad leader, that bad manager will have absolutely no problem, absolutely no problem talking in front of you about others, especially those who are absent from the conversation, who are not even in the room, who are not even in the building. Those are the bad managers. Those are not even worthy of the title of leader. Because I guarantee you, they're doing it. If they do it in front of you, they're doing it in front of somebody else about you. And seriously, is that a kind of leader you want to work with? Somebody who has absolutely no problem talking about you in front of other people, and who has no problem talking about other people in front of you. So be careful. They're out there. Don't be one of them. And of course, you know, I've kind of trickled down through this, but in the general sense, there are just some bosses that have complete disregard for their employees. They take them for granted. They say things like, you know, these leaders, quote unquote, self-titled leaders, obviously, they say things like, hey, can you do me a solid, or, you know, do me a favor? And however, they easily say no. I mean, they don't even bat an eye. They say no when you ask him or her for a favor. See, they matter most to themselves. That's cool. But again, they didn't get there by themselves. So no matter, you know, you matter to them less. Unless you can do something for them, and then you matter the most at that moment. But once you're done doing something for them, and you know the leaders I'm talking about, you know those people that I'm talking about, they might not be your direct supervisors, but you've seen them around the company floor, you've seen them in the organization, you've seen them at meetings, you've seen them at gatherings, you've seen them, you know who I'm talking about. They're out there. And to me, again, they don't deserve the title of leader because they're not being leaders. They're not showing you those leadership principles and properties that makes people great, that makes other people want to follow them. Do you want to follow somebody that all they want from you, but when you want from them, they're not there for you? Do you want somebody like that? No, I know I don't. I know I've not put up with it. I at one point had to say goodbye, cut it off right there. Because when it was my turn for ask for something, all I heard was crickets. And seriously, that says a lot about a relationship. That says a lot about business. That says a lot about the other individual. When they'll take, but when it's when somebody is asked to give a little, there's nothing there. So again, don't take anybody for granted. Don't. So what can you do to avoid becoming this type of bad leader? Well, right off the bat, I'm going to tell you, your parents told you, your grandparents told you, your teachers told you. Growing up, all your life, people told you, respect everyone, respect each other. Remember, you get what you give. You give respect, that's awesome, because you're going to get respect. And in doing so, you gain more followers. And in gaining more followers, you create deeper relationships. And that's really what it's all about. Because trust me, when somebody's talking about you, and that's not really developing a deeper relationship. Yeah, they want to bring you into the fold so they can have something to hold over you. But that doesn't mean they want a deeper relationship with you. And I'm not talking deeper in the sense of, oh, you're going to take long, warm showers into the wee hours of the morning. No, I'm not talking about that. But what I am talking about is becoming more than just work friends. Becoming somebody you can trust, somebody who's got your back, somebody you know has your back. Because how do you know if somebody has your back if all they're doing is sharpening that knife every time they talk to you or talk about you so they can, well, you know where they're going to put it? In your back. How can you do that? So again, respect everyone. The next one, stop berating the employees. I mean, don't even let that idea enter your mind. Don't even consider it. I mean, it's seriously, don't. If you have to deal with employees, then do it on a one-to-one level. Take them out of, if you're in a company area, you're in a lunchroom, take them into an office and just say, look, we need to talk about this. Because again, no one wants to be belittled. Nobody wants to be berated. Nobody wants to be dressed down in front of others, because that's not proper. Because again, the other people are going to say, oh, well, they're going to do it to me too. Again, that is freaking nonsense. Total, complete nonsense. But when you don't berate people, when you don't belittle them, when you deal with them on a one-to-one manner, in a professional manner. Well, again, this fosters the growth of more respect and deeper understanding. So even though you've had an issue with an employee and you've worked with them and dealt with them, guess what? It's going to be harder for them to disrespect you and harder to misunderstand you because they start understanding who you really are deep down inside. Work on that. Also, please, please don't ever forget. Always remember, don't ever forget. Know that your followers have a life outside of work. Please. They work hard enough for you. Sometimes they work late for you. Sometimes they work through the pain. They work through the suffering. They stub their toe. They got a paper cut. They got a headache. Whatever. They're working for you. They're working with you. Respect that fact. And above all, respect their time off at all costs. If they ask for a day off, give it to them. Give it to them. And that doesn't mean that you can message them later on. No, it means they need the entire day off. It doesn't mean that you can send them emails. No. If you know they're not going to check their emails, send them emails. That way stuff's waiting for them for when they get back, because that's what they get for taking a day off. But don't expect them to respond on their day off, on their weekends, on their holidays. Don't do that. Especially if they have a family, because guess what? And the family's going to say, "Yo, is that your boss again? Wow, that's one crappy boss. That's one terrible manager." And I guarantee you, that's what I say. So again, respect their time off. Unless, there's one exception, unless you are fighting deep behind enemy lines, there really is nothing that can't wait until tomorrow morning. And if tomorrow morning happens to be Sunday, then there is nothing that can't wait until Monday. And it's that simple. So as a leader, I know you want to get things done yesterday. As a manager, as the person in charge of this department, the department head, section leader, whatever, you want to get things done yesterday, and that's just the way it is, because somebody's coming down on you and somebody's coming down on them, and it's understandable. That's life. That's life in business, any size business. But as that leader, be patient. They will answer you when they get back. They will answer you when they open their email first thing in the morning. Okay? In the meantime, just be patient. About cursing in the workplace. Well, you know what? Just stop. I know what I said, and that's fine. But if that's not your style, then don't do it. If the only time you curse is when you're upset and angry at people, at other individuals, don't do it. Don't do it. And don't start cursing just for the sake of cursing, because again, that's inauthentic. That's not who you are. That's who he is, but that's not who you are. So again, just stop. Don't even think about letting it enter your vocabulary. Don't be inauthentic. Just be yourself. Now, the important one. When people are not present, either don't talk about them or do what I do when I cannot avoid talking about them in either a positive or negative light, because I've had to do that. I have had to pull up examples of individuals. I've had to. Because as a leader, as a manager, as somebody who's responsible for other people and somebody who's had to train others, I've had to bring up situations that were not positive. They were in a very negative light. But the very first chance I got, I filled them in on what I was talking about. I pulled them aside and said, "Look, I had to use this situation in today's training. That's why I included what happened." Now, everybody, this, again, if they don't know the individual, if the situation wasn't a public situation, then by all means, just don't mention a name. Just say, "We had a situation not too long ago, and this is what happened." But if you're in the organization where that individual and everybody knew what happened, and I'll say, "Well, you know, this is, remember that time when Mary replied to all and she accidentally sent the love note to the entire organization? Well, this is what we did." And so everybody fell in, everybody understood what was going on. Okay? But again, we didn't go into the details of everything that happened. What we did say is we went, did some remedial training. We did explain this is what was going to happen the next time she did that, and so on and so on. And we also explained as to the types of appropriate emails that are allowed in the organization. That's fine. But again, fill them in. Let them know that you were talking about them. Because you know what? I guarantee you, if I hadn't have done that, somebody who was on the other end, sitting on the other side of the table there, in the chair, they would have gone and to that individual and said, hey, Dave was talking about you, and this is all the stuff he said. Well, you know, she would be upset, and I wouldn't blame her. But that's why I took the initiative, and that's why you should take the initiative and fill in people as to why you're including them in a conversation they weren't present to. Now, if it's flat-out negative, you know what? Don't even mention people. Don't bring it up. That's just called gossiping, and don't be a gossip. And just don't. It doesn't matter. Just don't be a gossip. I've been guilty of gossiping, but you know what? You don't know what, because again, you have to just, you know, I'm telling you right now, I've been guilty of gossip. Sure, there'll be people out there say, oh no, I don't gossip. But what's the first thing they do? Well, I'm not gossiping. I'm just passing on these facts. Guess what? It's still gossip. Just don't play that game. You know. Let's see, value your coworkers, your peers, your customers, your clients, everyone. Don't play favorites and give everyone the exact same consideration that you expect from them. You are not better than anybody else. Sure, you might have gone to school a little bit longer. Sure, you might have been in the organization a little bit longer. Sure, you might get paid a little bit more. Sure, you might think you're better than everybody else. But I'm here to tell you, everybody's exactly the same. Experiences vary. That much is true. Everybody's experience is subjective. Everybody's experiences vary. Everybody's life is different. But we're all the same people. We're all human beings. We have emotions. We have feelings. We have wants. We have needs. We have desires. We know what we like. We know what we don't like. So value everybody the same. And guess what you're going to get? More respect and deeper understanding and a deeper relationship. And that's a cool thing. Now, always, here's a little tip for you. Always, whenever you run into somebody, doesn't matter, ask them, what can I do for you? What can I do for you? Always ask that first. And ask first. And if you can't do it, then don't do this. But I always ask without any expectation of a return. Don't do it, because you're not being genuine then. And again, why bother wasting your time? If you're asking somebody, what can I do for you? Well, one, be prepared to follow through with it. Be prepared to follow through with it. And two, if you can't do it, if you want an expectation of return, if you want something in return, don't bother asking. Well, listen, folks, that's it in a nutshell, and it's been a pretty long one. But again, I thank you for your time. I really do appreciate your time. And by all means, please let me know what you think of this podcast series. I know some of you are out there downloading it. I just want to hear from you. Let me know what you're thinking. My name is Dave. I'm Dave Guerra. That's my name. And I'm the author of The Walking Leader. This has been The Walking Leader Podcast. By all means, please follow me on Twitter at Dave Guerra, at DaveGuerra, DaveGuerra. That's my Twitter handle. And Dave at DaveGuerra.com. By all means, please drop me an email. I'd love to hear from you. And until next time, remember, be good, be better than you were yesterday, and you'll end up being a great leader. Have a good one. Talk to you soon.